From my notes on Mark Thurston's book, The 12 Positive Habits of Spiritually Centered People, we are now at habit number 11, the three-step body tune-up. Most of us understand the need to take care of ourselves physically, but there are many days when we are simply too tired to give our bodies the attention they deserve. We want to be free of illness, maintain a healthy weight, and have lots of energy for the physical benefits. But a strong body is important for our spiritual lives, too. When we accept that the body is an expression of our mind and spirit, revealing deeper and unseen aspects of who we know ourselves to be, then anything we do to revitalize and enhance the body will benefit the mind and spirit, too. Edgar Cayce's health advice includes many tips that can be incorporated into your lifestyle without huge investments of time and energy. Thurston summarizes three simple methods to keep your body tuned, which, as positive habits, require a minimal amount of time and yield significant results. The first is adequate intake of water. The second is an easy head and neck exercise. And the third is attentive eating during one meal per day. These are Cayce's most easily applicable set of physical recommendations for reestablishing a centered life. These are not provided as a shortcut to good health. Good health results from comprehensive lifestyle choices, but as a starting point for redirecting your practices. Drink water. This is the most basic dietary principle. The body requires water to assimilate nutrients and eliminate waste. The amount of water varies for each person, but 6 to 8 glasses daily seems to be a good goal for most. This amounts to drinking a glass of water immediately upon waking, 2 glasses before breakfast and lunch, 3 more glasses during the afternoon, and 2 glasses in the evening. This sounds excessive, but when you make this a habit, you will wonder how you previously survived with less water. Stretch the head and neck. Most people can stretch, and stretching can be performed just about anywhere. Cayce frequently recommended a series of head and neck movements that go like this. Sitting erect, bend the head forward 3 times at least, then back as far as it may be bent 3 times, to the right side 3 times, then to the left side 3 times. Then circle the head and neck to the right 3 times, then to the left 3 times. Be consistent with this, though, not just doing it occasionally. The benefits of these stretching exercises include improvements in the sensory organs, especially the eyes. It takes more than a week to see these benefits from this positive habit, more like a few months, but you should see immediate benefits in the reduction of stress since tension is often stored in the neck and shoulder areas. The secret to success with this positive habit is threefold. Do it slowly, do it consistently, and do it purposefully. Eat consciously with a thankful attitude. Research in the last 15 years shows that the state of a person's emotional wellness directly affects his or her physical well-being. Stress, depression, and anxiety impair the immune system, while happiness, appreciation, and inspiration strengthen it. This creates an opportunity to combine positive attitude with conscious eating practices. This is more than just eating slowly. It means avoiding eating when you are worried, fearful, or angry, as well as being more conscious about the process of taking in food. Cayce advised to use the food to see the food doing what you want it to do. As a starting point for this practice, pick one meal a day and take a moment for prayer or to get in a positive frame of mind before eating.